For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith, and it's time now for Making a Difference Where You Live, produced in cooperation with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, which, beginning tonight at midnight, is hosting the inaugural Give Ozarks Day of Giving, a 24-hour fundraiser to support around 150 nonprofit agencies who do their good deeds in 46 communities across southern Missouri where CFO affiliate foundations are found. This event is similar to a telethon, but donors will not use telephones to make contributions. Instead, all donations will be made through this web address, giveozarks.org. Here to help us understand and take part in tomorrow's Give Ozarks Online Day of Giving is Matt Lemon, Media Director for the Community Foundation of the Ozarks.
You know, this really started 3 or 4 years ago. Our board and the staff had the vision to sort of create this Cause Momentum crowdfunding platform. And that's where you can put up a 45-day project to raise money for a specific need. And it sort of is built to rally people, create a sense of urgency. You know, you set a goal and you do that. Now, Give Ozarks Day is completely different in the model of that. It's a one-day blitz of giving. You raise as much money as you possibly can in 24 hours.
Starting tonight at midnight.
Starting tonight at midnight.
You know, Matt, when I think about the traditional telethon-type fundraiser, I see the big phone bank in a central headquarters where a well-known host is holding a microphone announcing running totals posted on the big screen behind him or her. How will the Give Ozarks 24-hour Day of Giving work?
You know, it's going to be a little more virtual than that. We will have a home base. We'll be sitting in a room probably at our offices with a bunch of computers up and watching the numbers tick upwards. We have a couple prizes that are available right at in that first hour. So at midnight, you should start seeing the total raised at giveozarks.org start rising. And then, you know, on individual agency pages, they'll be watching that. Watching their own dollars rise. So, you know, you'll see the clock start ticking down from 24 hours at that point. So,
take us further into this day of giving. How do you see it progressing from midnight tonight until midnight tomorrow?
You know, we've talked to other foundations and groups that have done these days, and the surges come when you might expect them. Morning drive time, you know, people getting to work and people starting to get online, and then again in sort of the dinner hours, so sometimes around noon. What I expect, though, is what we've really tried to do is to create excitement all around the clock. Like, we've got a couple larger prizes for 3 a.m. in the morning, so agencies that may have some donors who like to burn the midnight oil can entice those people to give with the idea that they'll be in a better position to perhaps claim one of those prizes during the 3 a.m. hour.
It's my understanding that 24 of the 150 participating nonprofits have been chosen for endowment matching. They'll receive grants of up to $5,000 each, matching grants. But you've also gathered nearly 100 grand more from various donors for use as incentives to encourage other nonprofits to go for the dough.
We've got $92,500 more in prizes that everyone can compete for. And those are everything from most individual donors in an hour to most money raised the entire day. And they go all around the clock. There's at least $1,000 in prizes up for grabs every single hour, most hours more. So there's just some really neat prizes, and you can see all of those at giveozarks.org.
Yes, giveozarks.org, where one can search and find an area of interest to donate to, a mission-centric and even geographic location.
Search for just a keyword, or if you have, if you're interested in an agency that may be in a particular small town, if you have a hometown, you can search via that method. And that's where the great potential of this online giving blitz comes in, because if someone shares via social media that it's one day that you can give and support this agency in your hometown, you know, they're going to connect to people who they know from hometown but sure aren't living there anymore. Those people, in turn, share it. And really, if you do have nonprofits that you care about and are engaged with, a lot of times you can just click on their link on Facebook or Twitter and go straight to their page and give.
Now, from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, the CFO will host a Give Ozarks rally at Jordan Valley Park. And this will feature entertainment, some giveaways, a Cinco de Mayo celebration of sorts, but most importantly, donation stations. Tell us about that.
We've got almost 50 agencies that will have a physical presence at the park. They'll have a table, they'll have a tablet or a laptop there and be taking donations. You know, something as big as this with as many people participating, I think a physical presence and engaging the community is important. Most people do some sort of event around it, and we've decided to do that in year one as well. And you're right, it'll be from 4 to 7 in Jordan Valley Park. It's 100% free. It's going to be a really cool event.
Matt Lemon is media director for the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, which, beginning at midnight tonight, hosts the first ever 24-hour Give Ozarks online day of giving. To find and contribute to your favorite CFO nonprofit agency, visit giveozarks.org. For Making a Difference Where You Live, I'm Mike Smith.